Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and here we are again on a Wednesday, kind of getting ready to close out the year of 2009. So let's do an emotional clearing here. So here we go. This is going to work for the last five, last 5 days of your life. Excuse me. Boy, I'm going to get some water. Maybe somebody out there has a problem. Very interesting. You, give me about a half a minute here. Annika, you out there? And I'll get some water.
Yeah, sure. Welcome, everyone. It's great to be on. Like Ron says, we only have one more day here of 209. It's the 30th of December today. And we welcome callers. You can always call to our show with your questions and suggestions for clearing samples. The number is 888-815-9756. And if you haven't already, check out the fast chat, and you can also just type in your questions and suggestions for Ron on there. So one of the things that I can mention is we are coming up for a great once-a-year four-hour special New Year healing session on Saturday. That's Saturday the 2nd of January 2010. And it's 1 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, 4 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. And it gives you the opportunity to seed the energies for the upcoming year. And maybe Ron wants to do some sample clearings now when he gets his water and feels better. When that happens to Ron, it's usually, if you are new on the show, it's because some of us tend to be carrying some dense energies that go through his body when he's doing the clearings or the healings. So anyway, when you come back, Ron, maybe you want to tell us a little bit about what is the purpose of seeding our intentions and what is the benefit for us to do that on this special New Year's call on Saturday.
Yeah, what will happen is you're able to actually sense what the Earth Spirit would like to have brought to it from the light shift for its ascension. So it's like, what kind of assistance can the light shift give to the Earth Spirit to help it with its ascension process? So the Earth Spirit, because it's working also in time and out of time both, and it has to be out of time to do healings on itself, but it has to go in time, just like yourself with healings, to get rid of the stuff. So it's kind of projecting out what it may be needing and wishing to experience or have the energies brought to it so it can do more work on itself of healing for ascension. So that's kind of what it's about. And you will also be completely affected by those energies because naturally you resonate to the earth energies, which is the earth spirit's manifestation. So whatever it goes through, you're going to be going through that also. So this is the reason to actually, you know, have that. I had a question from somebody on an email. And since we're talking about the ascension, you know, of the air spirit, the question was brought to me, you know, most people think that the earth has been here for 10 to 20 million years, okay? And they wanted to know if the Earth Spirit has been here for maybe up to 20 million years, the one that we have now. So I checked on that earlier today, and our current Earth Spirit has been on this planet for about 1.2 million years, okay? And so it knows a lot about the planet Earth. So it hasn't been here completely. So let me just describe what happens. Every 2,000 years, this is also information for yourself, for your ascension. It's the same exact thing. So every 2,000 years, the universe gets turned off. This is what they talk about Armageddon, you know, that there's going to be nothing here. They talk about the negative aspect of the light and the dark colliding, which is basically true. That's happening now. The darkness is the aliens, and the light is the light. And so what happens is these energies of mind have to get released from the creation of light because these are all dense energies. So when you're, like I say, when you're in mind, you're in time, and the dark side created time to get you out of the heart energy, which has no time to it, which is in the present moment. So every 2,000 years, the complete universe of light, everything created in light, vanishes. No longer is in existence. And this is called ascension. And then at some point, when the light ship decides to turn the universe of light back on, then every spirit that is a creative medium, including yourself, chooses where it wishes to go to. And so the earth spirit for each time in say 1.2 million years has decided to come back to the blueprint of the earth. Now naturally every 2,000 years it can change the blueprint. So this kind of makes carbon dating on this planet not really effective. If you don't understand the 2,000 year cycle of nothing, then you can think that the earth is here in linear time for, you know, 10 million years, which is not the case. Every 2,000 years, it gets remanifested. And so what we're looking at now with carbon dating is the fact that the earth spirit chose to go back to maybe those time frames and bring forth a blueprint that could be 20 million years old, okay? So I hope that kind of makes sense to you a little bit. If it were to recreate the Earth in the last, say 2,000 years, and it decided to get rid of everything that would be what we know now as dirt, and the energies of that dirt creating fossil fuels, it could have done that, and we would not have fossil fuels here because it comes from the earth. Okay, that would be completely not here, but it chose to go back, you know, at least to 1.2 million years to bring forth that energy. And in that would probably be some of the energy that was here maybe longer than that, but it had the choice of what it wanted to manifest. And that's kind of the way it works. Does that make sense to you, Annika?
Yes, it does. You know, there was some question about the, because we're obviously gone through this ascension for a lot of times, and we know that the dark side also has an ascension program, let's say, a special way that they have manufactured the ascension. So I know you have a clearing about that, and Pauline wanted you to explain a little bit more about that clearing. So maybe that's something you can go into. I know it's a little different from a barcode, right? We had a question from Ed the other day, and I just think there's more to it that maybe you can explain.
Yeah, that's probably the dark side ascension program removal. So what we have is a barcode put on us for ascension. And what that does, it like rings a bell to the dark side, you know, or rings our bell so it knows where we are when ascension time is going to occur. The dark side knows that. So the dark side can find you. And so that's the ascension barcode. It's just a tracking device, we'll say, that when you start to integrate the light frequencies, all of a sudden it realizes that it's going to lose you. You know, the dark side is, so it has this program into effect which will allow them to track you and bring you into a parallel lifetime. So that's the barcode, ascension barcode removal. The other clearing is the dark side ascension program removal. So this is very interesting. If you notice, everybody listening out there is more than likely, we'll just say, a true seeker. You're looking for information probably about 2012 about ascension, or maybe even none of those two things, but you just wanted to know more about spirituality. And, you know, if you were a churchgoer and you found out about the Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus, of Christ, we'll say, then, you know, you're kind of curious about what's going to happen. So you look around for information. Well, that information is brought forth by this energy. This energy is the darkness. And so they put into you dark side ascension programs to go off in maybe the last 100 years before ascension occurs, so that you're busy looking for everything but the truth. You're looking for the truth mentally, but you won't find it because there's so much false information, disinformation, people channeling all different types of things. And this is what you're looking for, what you're reading. So it really takes you down a path into the dark side rat hole. And, you know, you get tied up more with them because you're trying to figure out what's happening, because your body knows and also your spirit knows about ascension. And all of a sudden you realize, hey, it's been 2,000 years. I want to get the heck out of here. And so you start looking to find the way out. And so they naturally set these traps for you. And you use the mind energy, and when you use the mind energy to look around, then all of a sudden you start to find out information, and they're going to lead you with the mind to deception. This is why, you know, you need to be very careful. This is why I always tell people, you know, go to your spirit, connect with your spirit to find the truth, because the mind is going to tell you what it chooses to tell you. And it's going to be everything against ascension because it doesn't want you to leave. So this is how you have to look at this process. The next thing is about this clearing is that it takes about an hour to hour and a half to do. I don't think it's online. I have to do that personally with you. And we go through that and take away these programs. If you want to think of a computer, just say we take away some of the operating system in the program, because you're being controlled by an operating system. And we get that out of you so that you cannot have that connection, and so that you're able to connect more to your spirit. Remember, all these energies are blocking you from connecting to your spirit, and it enforces the mind energy. And that's been put in place for the last 100 years. It's a very, very strong program. And this is why when you tell people yourself about the light ship, you might talk to a couple hundred people, you might get one person who kind of catches on. The 199 other people are going to run the other direction because the mind programs go off that the dark side put in for the dark side ascension program in them, and they want to run the other direction because they don't believe it, they don't understand it, because the mind does not want to go there. So this is the hardest thing to do, is to get back into your heart. This is the same problem that Jesus had 2,000 years ago. So it's nothing new. For me, it's frustrating, but aside from that, I enjoy what I'm doing. But, man, I should be out there with auditoriums working with people. So I'm trying to look at other ways to go out to get across to more people. You know, I should actually be invited to every Christian church, you know, on this planet to do the healings of Jesus. You know, that's a no-brainer for me. But unfortunately, that hasn't. I haven't had one church call me yet, mainly because they don't go by those teachings, and I would be a threat to their whole organization. But aside from that, that's kind of how the light ship thought that. They thought, gee, with an open heart, people are going to have a healing, and then from there, you know, get more people. And they assumed, okay, because remember, they don't live in the dark side. They don't live in time. They assumed that when people had an open heart, that open heart would go to the next open-hearted person, and they would understand. But instead, these dark side ascension programs go off, and people run the other directions. Their eyes get glossed over automatically, and they're out the door. So you probably all relate to this here. And this is why on the website we do have healings that you can put in for your friends and loved ones. Even though they run the other direction, they'll still work with them because your spirit is connected to the light ship. And so you're empowering them to have these healings, we'll say a absentee remote healing from the light ship, and this is why you can do that. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so just while we're talking about the barcodes, I just thought I'd bring up some of them, that some questions here. And Alexander was asking, you know, we need to do some of them obviously with you, right, because you only have a few on the website yet.
Yeah, that is correct, because I have not been able to figure out a way to do it yet effectively with the light ship without me doing it personally, because sometimes there's a lot of things that I have to look at to do that, and it just may not work. You know, I have to do the planetary clearing for people, because there's so many planets that would have to have actual intervention with you to actually see what's happening. And there's other clearings that I have to do also, like the sensory clearing, where we get rid of the emotional energy. I could do it on the website, but you would not know when you incarnated, okay? And that's a big thing, to know how long your spirit's been trapped here. A lot of people like to know that. They feel like they're old souls, but how old are they, you know? Or how old are you? So when you have the sensory clearing, you do get that information. So this is why I do that without having it on the website. And that's a very nice healing. What I will say, too, is some people, we're talking about the ascension, energies, the dark side ascension programs. And so a lot of people who go to practitioners or check out different things use maybe their emotions. Or if not, they use their feeling body to detect things. So if you don't have a feeling body clearing, then what you're receiving on that situation, remember, you only have basically two main bodies. You know, you have your mental body. So people who are very mental uses that. And normally mental people will not come to the light ship because the mind control is so strong with this dark side ascension program, okay? So the people who are more in their heart will come. And the people who maybe can sense energies with the feeling body may come. But then if you start using your feeling body and it's not completely cleared, then all of a sudden you may be feeling the light of the darkness through other practitioners, thinking that that energy is perfectly fine for you. So it's good to have a feeling body clearing. If you're already on board and you understand that, then you're okay. But some people, you know, do use their feeling body to sample energy. This is what I talk about all the time. You go into a room, what body are you using? You know, you go into a room of 100 people, you might be using your feeling body to see if it's safe for you by your physical body's past experiences. And that, too, is also, clouded by, you know, this dark ascension program, so that you start to feel energies, too. And maybe you might look for somebody that might be the wrong person. I know most of you out there probably have felt that they went into some place and this energy felt wonderful. And you go, man, this person, maybe even I want to date. So you go out and you date this person, maybe you're going to do a relationship with them because your feeling body says, yeah, this is the right thing to do. And then all of a sudden, on down the line or road, you say, man, what did I get myself into? Was my feeling body lying to me? Well, maybe not, but it may have been clouded. It may have been programmed to get yourself involved in a situation that you shouldn't be in. And again, that's the dark side ascension program, to get you taken off of your energy, off your path, if you want to use that term. I don't like to use it too much, but that sounds like New Age metaphysics. But to get you off the path of ascension. And naturally, when that happens, then you're strictly in mind energy, and the mind energy does not relate to the heart. And you're now on a whole different energy level, a whole different conscience, because now you have to deal with a bunch of negative stuff that you encountered in your lifetime because you thought your feelings gave you the right information. So that probably relates to all of us here, you know, where it feels great and good to go, and all of a sudden you go, man, what happened, you know? Everything was going fine, but it's not working out because you didn't check with your heart. You used your feelings, and the feelings are controlled, too, by the dark side. They put those implants. This is why I do a feeling body. Not everybody needs a feeling body, but if you do use it at all to sample energies, then by all means, you must have that. But the main thing for healing, okay, to get rid of your traumas in this lifetime is the emotional one. This is why I do the emotional one first. And then I normally do the mental, and then we do the foreign one, you know, the sensory, then the foreign one. The sensory is a past life emotional clearing. So I think I should probably do some samples here. So let's do an emotional clearing here, last 5 days. So days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And this is just the way Jesus did these clearings, basically. It might be slightly different, but this is how fast they worked, okay? This is why he did instantaneous healings. But the bodies back then did not have as much judgment as you have right now stored inside of you. We're going to do a feeling body. This is why I normally always do these in this order, because this is what you need. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And what's the other big one? The mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we talked about the sensory body, the sensory clearing for emotions, which is your whole lifetime here with your spirit. And I just can't do that because it takes a long time. But I'll pick on a year here. I'll pick on the year, let's go to 1529 BC. Okay, that just came to me. So let's do that 1 year and just see how you feel. So here we go. I'm going to do each month. So first month cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, nine cleared, 10 cleared, 11 cleared, and 12 months cleared. Just see how you feel. This is just one clearing, you know. And if you've been here for, 50,000 years, you know, that's just 100-year period being cleared out of you. So that may help you out somewhat. The 4-in-1 section, I just did one today, is very wonderful. They're all great. I love doing the 4-in-1s. The first thing, we take you out of the planetary energies, out of 13 planets. If you've already had the planetary clearing by me personally, then that one normally is not needed. But normally we get you out of 13 major planets that are courting your body. So that's a body clearing. Next, we hook you up, connect you to energetically your home-based energy. This is where you went to when you first left the light ship. You never returned to the light ship because you're out experiencing the universe. Even at ascension time, you don't go back to the light ship. You go back to your home-based energy. And so we hook you up to that, connect you to that energetically through your heart center. And the person that I did today, for what I can remember, his home base energy had owls on it, very, very beautiful owls. So those owls live there. And I'm not saying that he was an owl, but he said he loves owls, so he goes back to visit owls on the home base energy. And this is where your true spiritual family is. So everybody who left the light ship for their first incarnation from the light ship went there. And then you go back to there after each incarnation and any time in between on an incarnation. So you can go back there each day of your life on any incarnation and talk with all the other spirits that left the light ship at the same time as you. And that's where you get your spiritual backup, you know, your positivity. What you want to discuss, exploring, finding out where you want to go to next, because everybody who's out experiencing something somewhere can tell you all about it. Very wonderful. The next part of the clearing after that one is your the third part, and the third part is your twin flame energy. So when you're on the home base energy, then you divide in half, and one half of you goes to somewhere else other than where you're going to typically, because the universe of light is so vast, there's no reason to incarnate in the same place. That'd be kind of ridiculous because you can share experiences. So you're actually being able to go in and out of the body of that person on their wherever they are, and it's a wonderful experience. So when you have those two done, your home base and your twin flame, then automatically you feel empowered. Feel like you ate a full meal. You don't look outside of yourself too much anymore for stuff because you already have it. You have what you've been looking for your whole lifetime, and probably all your lifetimes, because the dark side have severed these two connections to you. So you're like lost, the blind's leading the blind, looking for your other half of you. You don't know where it is. And then you get involved with your soul family here, which is the same thing that you incarnated. You know, when you incarnate here, you have that same frequency of incarnation, just like on the light ship when you go to your home base. And so you think that you're living this divine plan here. And like I said, it's a blind leading the blind. You ask your other spirits that incarnated with you, you know, why can't I leave here? And the main thing is they go, it's karma. You know, law of cause and effect, you messed up. Well, the light doesn't judge anything. So if you do make a mistake, they're not going to judge you. But here, the God energy judges you. So you got to be in fear of God. So you go and Remember, these are the aliens that are controlling you. You know, it all makes perfect sense once you understand it. And so you go through all these lifetimes trying to be a good person, which is, you know, to be honest, probably next to impossible to live a, you know, a life of non-judgment. But that's what you're trying to do. So you start judging, and all of a sudden you got more karma. So you got this ton of stuff on you. So the last part of the clearing, number four, is I take you out of your karmic situation here, out of your soul family from the earth plane, the dark side energy that's controlling you. And all of a sudden, you're off the karmic wheel. Everything that you had as far as spiritual setups with your soul family, maybe, you know, you agreed to have a car accident because someone else wanted to learn about maybe chewing gum and talking at the same time, looking at somebody else, reading a book when they're driving or something. And you said, oh, I'll be in front of that person so they can hit me. And I don't mind having broken ribs. And so you have this spiritual soul contract, and this happens to you. So this is what happens. So I take you out of that. And then we take away all of your energies from the earth plane here, all of your thoughts, out of all of your creations. Remember, because you got to find yourself, and otherwise you can't leave here. If you're stuck in something, in some kind of creation, you know, maybe you whittle some wood someplace in some museum someplace, and you got to get your energy out of that. If it's not out of there, you're going to come back to look for it, and that could tie you back in here again. So that's the whole process. This is why the 4-in-1 session is so, so beneficial for self-empowerment. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, and this is a reoccurring question that is always a benefit for us all to go over again, since you're kind of brushing a little bit on those topics. Alexander was wondering, if the creation light shift creates all things, then why are some aliens dark?
Okay, they don't create all the aliens, okay. So let's just say that the light ship created 100 races, okay? Now, to each individual race, they would all be probably alien, okay, depending where they go to. So initially, they're all spirits. So we're just talking about what the light ship does. And so they go off into different body forms. They go to different, I don't want to use the word dimensions, but that might suit this program right now. So they go into different dimensions with their different bodies. And they have different technologies, and maybe they're still stuck in reincarnation too, who knows. But at some point they become ETs to each other through all of their incarnations. And some of those naturally cannot hold light frequency. Maybe 99 out of 100 cannot, which means that the dark side has taken them over. So I'm just trying to give a very simplistic example here. So there is one race, we'll say, that holds light frequency, but the darkness knows about it, and the darkness is now controlling part of the spirit energy or the body energy, just like entities in a person. Remember these beings, these spirits that were created from the light, are still light, but they're in a body, and the body gets taken over, okay? So what are we dealing with here on this planet? We're dealing with people's bodies, right? Somebody does something to you. Is it the spirit doing it? No, it's the body. The body's being mind-controlled, being remote-controlled by some alien out there somewhere, and it's doing something to you. This is the bottom line, so I think you can understand that now. And so what happens is that these energies from the light that created a body, maybe even from the light, can be taken over, just like our bodies on this planet. You know, look at your neighbors. Look at yourself. Everybody's taken over. So next is, what about the aliens, the true aliens that are not created by the light ship? Okay, well, they're from the darkness. So you have darkness coming into the light in physical manifestations that was created by the light. Remember, free choice, free will. If you choose to go to a dark side practitioner and get hooked up to the darkness, that's your free choice. The light will allow you to do that. But that's the sad thing about the light. It gives you every opportunity to do what you want to experience, okay? Unfortunately, it's killing the light, and people don't understand that. But the dark side will give you things instantly, okay? So next, or addictions, okay? So next thing is the dark energy that was not created by the light, they're in their own universe, and they creep into the light. So we have to deal with the beings that were created by the light that by their own consciousness got taken over. because they chose to, much like people on this planet, like I said, maybe your neighbor, okay, who did something awful to you, okay, who was not in heart energy. They were taken over by mind control to do something to you. And then we also have the aliens out there that have no spirit. So the ones that have no spirit in their body that were created by the darkness, and it could be the identical-looking life form that the light created. Remember that they mimic the light, so they can take a physical body and replicate it. You've heard of clone people, okay? There's a lot of movies out on that now, and also YouTube, you can check on that for clones, you know. That's been the big thing for the last 20 years, you know, is robotic people, clone people. So that's nothing new. Might be new if you're listening to the show for the first time, but, you know, it's all around you, okay? And so these cloned energies are probably without a spirit or soul in them. What do they want to get? They want to steal part of you to come into them. The movie, I think, Nine is the one that shows that. A gentleman, you know, this man created these little figures, like little puppets, kind of little dolls, and put his spirit energy into them. The dark side comes with this monster-looking thing, a robotic mechanical metal thing with looks like an octopus in a way, or maybe, you know, a black widow sort of, but it had a lot of little tentacles on it, and it would suck out of them the spirit energy. You know, watch that movie. This is what the dark side does. Hello, you know. You got to get a clue what's going on. And so I hope I answered your question, and that's what happens, is that the dark side wants to get spirit energy. This is why you must keep your spirit in your body. And this is why, you know, you need to protect your body. Why you don't want to go out of your body, because then you're unprotected. Then the dark side can attach to you and attach to your spirit, because who's minding the fort when you're not home? Something's going to come into you, entities and darkness. Dark side being. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and I move on to the next question here by Tara or Tara. If there is verbal and emotional abuse between spouses, what clearings can be done, or should they just walk away if it gets to be too much?
I can't really say what to do physically, you know, with your life as far as walking away. You know, the first thing is to get an emotional clearing on you and that person, because they're reacting to you emotionally. Clear them out. You know, that clearing does so much, you know. Have them listen to the radio program. They may not want to. Maybe the dark side implants in them don't want them to get well, but pay the money and get the emotional clearing online done. You know, if you have anybody bothering you, pay for their clearing and get it done. This is the way that you can have a better life for yourself. Some people say, I don't want to pay money for that person. Well, if you're going to be with them for a long time, man, it's great insurance. And they get the unlimited if you're married and the person's bothering you. And do them every day, just like yourself. Limited is $50. And the clearing costs $5 times your age, a very nice sliding scale. And if you're over 60, then those years are free above that. So I've done people up to 93 so far. So you know, do the clearing and keep up to date with it. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I'm moving on here. Ed is asking, why would someone ascend and come back repeatedly?
Well, you could have ascended to the light of the darkness. Okay, that's one thing. People don't normally think about that. Did you go to true light? Okay, so if you went to true light, you may not have wanted to come back here. But it's possible there could be a few people that maybe wanted to come back to help, thinking they had enough horsepower behind them to fight the darkness. More than likely, that's not the case, okay? I even myself have problems, even hooked up to the light ship, you know. But I came back because mainly I guess I felt sorry for the people here and, you know, the mission of Jesus was not completed. And so you had two people that came in. You had myself and Princess Diana from Jesus, who came into this incarnation over again to try to help the people who live here. Unfortunately, my mission is not that well known, where hers is known to everybody. But, you know, that's why I said, you know, I should be in every Christian church out there talking about the teachings of Jesus and the healings, okay, And the lightship figured that, you know, when people had their healings, and I can do instantaneous healing just like these emotional ones and feeling ones all the time, instantly, you know, within, you know, a few seconds, which is what he did. But unfortunately, healing people, physically healing a physical illness, now you're getting into DNA stuff. But as far as this lifetime stuff, normally I can take care of that. So what I'd love to do, if anybody out there has a way to, you know, have a venue together where you can get a lot of people or something, you know, I'm talking about maybe 1,000 people to maybe 250,000 people out there together, then, you know, I'll show up. And, you know, let's do some work that the Lightship wants to do. So far, after being on this mission, you know, since 2005, you know, going on almost 5 years, no one has come forward with deep pockets to, you know, promote this work. I mean, doesn't anybody understand the teachings of Jesus? You know, I looked at it and I go, wow, this is, you know, very, very bizarre. And the Lightship thought, you know, that this would happen too, but this is how dark this planet is. You know, there's plenty of churches out there. In fact, there's a lot of them that, you know, have, you know, 5,000 people in their congregation, you know, and they have gigantic places and people show up and park and walk for miles sometimes just to go to church and to give their money away to some false god out there asking for a favor, some alien race. But anyway, I'm ready. It's up to you guys to help me. You know, that's the whole thing. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. So, going back to the barcodes, Marie was wondering if the Ascension barcode is the same as the Spirit barcode, and Pauline was wondering if there are any prerequisites to all the barcodes.
And the barcodes, no. Okay, the Spirit barcode is on your spirit. That takes your spirit at Ascension time and goes sideways with it. You also have one on your body, okay? So that typically is like your abduction barcode. Now, the Ascension barcode, that one's different, too, because the Ascension barcode gets activated at the time of Ascension to take you off-planet, okay? And that works with your spirit and your body. So they're all different, you know. The reason why I brought those up and put them on the website is because, you know, a few people who were very intelligent asked me, they said, Ron, I don't want to ever come back here again. You know, I want to get out of here. What do I have to do? So it took me a little while, and I figured out this is what was needed. The Lightship looked and said, well, this is your problem. So that's why they're on there. So that's it. All in a nutshell. So each barcode is different and separate, and they have a specific way of doing things. And they all work in conjunction typically. So just having one might not be enough, but this is what the problem is. Remember, if your spirit goes sideways, then, you know, this is what who you are. You know, your spirit's going to go into a body someplace controlled by the darkness. Do you want to do that again? Probably not. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, next question that I see, at least, is from Karen, and she's asking, could the 4-in-1 clearing that you do, especially getting out of soul contracts, could that heal health problems?
A little bit. I would say that the first, if I had a health problem, what I would do is get the planets off your body. So do the planetary clearing. That I have to do in person with you, because those planets are courting your body. So get that one off. I would do the death barcode, and then I would probably do the body rejuvenation clearing. From there, what you might want to look at is this lifetime stuff, and that would be your emotional clearing. So those are what I would probably do to get the stuff off. But if you're, you know, having a major problem, then I would do the death barcode first. But the body rejuvenation one and the 8-hour calls that we're having, in fact, we're having some next month on the 10th, 17th, and 24th, we're doing the 8-hour calls again. So you may want to get on that also, but that's what I would do. Will the 4-in-1 help you? Yeah. What it's going to do for you is to get rid of the soul contract. So maybe there's something out there which is causing that, number one. Number two, remember the soul contract. Okay, let me back up here because I didn't mention this before. On the soul contracts, your spirit and your body get together and brings forth stuff into your life because your body wants to heal. So I'll say it another way. Yeah, most people are too dense to realize they have a problem. And so what happens is your spirit and your body get together and make it worse. They bring forth more stuff. You know, they tighten the screws up. They get a bigger 2x4, 4x4, and hit you over the head so that you finally get it. And all of a sudden you're in misery and you don't know which way to go because you're in so much pain, okay? So when you have the 4-in-1, automatically your spirit now is not responsible for the soul contracts to heal your body. I'll repeat that so you really get this. Your spirit no longer is responsible to heal your body as far as spiritual setups or physical body setups to cause you physical illnesses and problems. So now you're at free choice to have your spirit work with you, okay? And you're at free choice to request your healing. So you're not going to have those setups to actually kill you because this is what these things do. Remember, the body, like I always say, will kill itself to get well. How does it do that? It does it through your spiritual, you know, dark side, forced reincarnations, spiritual contracts, and that's set up by your spirit on and in the soul contract area on in your soul family agreements, okay? So it could be you, it could be somebody else. So let's just say that for some reason you have a slight problem and you go to the doctor, okay? And you see this MD, and the doctor says, okay, you need to get this shot because the shot's going to help you. Maybe it's some kind of antibiotic. So he tells the nurse to give you something, okay? And you have a contract between you and the nurse because the nurse now is in, and so is the doctor, is in your soul family. So the nurse grabs the wrong medicine that's for something else entirely different, okay? And she's unconscious, doesn't know what she's really doing because the dark side now is controlling her through these soul contracts. And she puts it into, you know, the syringe and injects it into you. And all of a sudden, you get a lot worse. You go back to the doctor and he goes, man, you got these symptoms of this type of thing here. What's going on with you? You know, this antibiotic should not be reacting this way. Okay. And then they, you know, finally figure out that the nurse made a mistake. May not tell you that. But that's a soul contract. So the nurse now was set up to set you up to hurt your body even worse because you never asked your spirit how to get out of the situation. You have to release the blocked energy out of it. It's just trying to help you. But your spirit went with another spirit in cahoots to hurt your body. So I hope I really drill that home to all of you. So the 4-in-1 clearing takes you out of your spiritual contracts, which is only there to hurt your body. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I just wanted to throw in a question I saw that I missed from Mike. He was asking, are relatives members of our soul family?
I can't say 100%. I would say probably more like 80 to 90% yes. It's not that, you know, that's always the case, you know, but I would say probably yes, but not always, okay? Remember, you're incarnating with people and also new people, but a lot of times when you have difficulties with people, they're normally in your soul family because of that spiritual contract that you made up the night before when you were sleeping and they took you out of your body and your spirit sitting at a big table with this other person's spirit saying, we're going to really screw you over tomorrow. Here's what I'm going to do to you. And you go, okay, let's do that. I'll make sure the person shows up there on time for that car accident. We want to work on maybe breaking about 5 ribs in this person. And, you know, it's no big deal. It's going to hurt for a while. And the person is just too dense because they don't understand that they have a problem with the ribs from a past life 10,000 years ago. So we're going to really affect them this time so they really get it. So anyway, that's how it works. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I saw a great comment here from R, who is thanking you, Ron, for making that choice that you made to come here for the Earthlings and help us out at this time. So just wanted to express that great comment, and I think we're many who feel that. And go on to Pauline and just clarify what she actually was asking was if there is a prerequisite for the dark side ascension program removal.
For that one, no. Not at all.
Okay.
The barcodes in that one would be no, and the planetary ones are also no. But you do have to have the other clearings to do the 4-in-1. Like I mentioned earlier, you have to have at least, you know, the emotional, the mental, the sensory, then the 4-in-1. This is what I started doing. If you're a feeling person and you use feeling in your vocabulary, you want to have that too. Remember, your twin flame is not going to want to come into you if you're dense. This is why you can't go to the light ship. It doesn't even want to see you. Because it doesn't want to take on negativity. It doesn't want to get hurt coming in to see you. So you need to have those clearings normally done first, okay? And that's why I initially started doing those particular things. I was just doing those basic clearings. 4 clearings is what I started off doing. And then it turned into 5 with the feeling body. But that was it. And unfortunately, my list of services now is quite long because people needed to have more help. And the lightship saw that there's more problems here. So initially, all they saw was what the problems were on those basic healings. And it got so much more that the dark, you know, working through people, with people, they saw more things to fix. So, you know, that's it in a nutshell. That's you, Annika.
Okay, yeah, I can relate myself for being very dense. So I'm sorry that we had to go through so much, and I wish it wasn't like this, that's for sure. But I think I must have been through and missed the ascension, you know, over 30 times. So I know what that's like. But anyway, going on here, you know, predictions on 2012 is very popular, as we all know, and Alexander is asking about one of them, that he heard that Jesus is coming back in 2012 on December 28th to trigger ascension. Is this true?
No, it's not. Nope.
Okay.
Oh, I came back in the place of the Spirit of Jesus. I'm here, and the energy that I run through my body is his energy. If I wish to bring his spirit in, I was a healer in Jesus, so this is what the lightship chose to do. They brought in 2 people here. Jesus is not coming to this planet, that the spirit of Jesus that was in his body, that held his body for the other life beings to come in. That energy of Jesus is not coming here. There's already, you know, I can handle everything myself just like Princess Diana could, but they knocked her off, you know. But I can run any of the energies through my body. I'm prepared for that, so there's no reason to have him come down here. Plus, you know, if he walked down the street, if he walked into a church and said, I'm Jesus, I'm here, how's he going to look? You know, if he looks like the picture that you normally see of him, they might accept him, but then they might look at him and think he's an imposter and, you know, get him out of the church. And what's he going to tell the church? You know, why are you praying to alien gods? I didn't tell you to do that. Why aren't you using heart energy? So he would not be accepted on this earth plane. So is Jesus coming? No. People won't even accept my healings. You know, talk to your friends, see if they accept healings from what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. They'll look at you like you're crazy. So that's it. Anyway, this is what I run into. This is my frustration because it's so simple. This energy is so simple. All you have to do is show up and ask and request. Because the light ship will never come to anybody because of their law of free choice, free will. You have to ask. That's in the Bible. Jesus said, knock and the door will be open. Hello, what does that mean to everybody? The light ship does not interfere with anybody's free choice, free will. Even if you choose darkness, they're not going to come and knock on your door or talk inside of you and say, hey, don't do that. You already have the divine with you. It's your spirit. Your spirit would say, don't do that, probably. But, you know, or why are you sabotaging me? You know, you do have free choice. If you wish to have darkness come into your body, it's your free choice. But you already have it. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, I just saw that Alexander was mentioning that he missed the show on Monday, and we don't have time really today to do the up to 100%, I don't think, again, but going to the archives and listening to the BBS archives is a great, great thing to do. I tend to listen to all the shows at least once, sometimes keeping them in the background. You will just be able to integrate more of the information. Like I said, you know, I am very dense, so I need it myself. And you will feel the energies again. And it's for such a small fee. It is so worth it. So I just wanted to put that out there. And speaking about Jesus, I know Karen was asking last time if Jesus has been here before, or I think specifically she asked if Jesus was here or his energy. Was it here 4,000 years ago at that ascension time?
Let me see here. Let me look. I don't think it was. It was a different team. Okay, that's all I can tell you. That's what I'm getting. It was a different team that came here, okay? And so,
okay.
So this time and last time, we have the same team working because the dark side took away the energies of Jesus, the physical body, which they needed for the conduit here, okay? And so this time the same team came back over again, we'll say, to do the work. So, but I only know that it's me and Princess Diana. And she comes into me all the time. She's probably into me right now talking. That's what happens. So her spirit does come in. So does the one of Jesus that held the body energy. And there's probably a couple other ones that do come into me, but mainly on myself most of the time, probably 90% of the time. And when I talk, that's the energy of healing that Jesus has. That's probably when I bring in his energy of healing. It may not feel different than what I'm doing, but it might feel more electric because I'm bringing it forth as a healing-type energy versus my normal communication. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and I know we don't have that much time to go, but I just wanted to briefly, quickly, before we get off the air here today, to say that if you have questions for Ron about getting on the call on Saturday or any of the upcoming 8-hour calls, you can contact Ron on creationlightship@yahoo.com. And I see a great comment here from R saying that the dark side Jesus is coming in 2012. So that's very possible. You know, we don't really get into that usually, but thank you for that comment.
Yep, that is true. It will be the dark side representation of Jesus. Just like a lot of the things that people see or heard about Jesus or anything else. Remember, when Jesus left here, say 1950 years ago, all those energies left, okay? The energy of Mother Mary left. When that physical body died, everything left. So what was left here was basically, for almost all of those people, the dark side interpretation of that, or the cloned bodies of those energies, the cloned spirits, we'll say, from the darkness. And so the darkness when people prayed to them basically was that. A few times they did come, the light ship did bring some energies in to kind of key it up so that people would be more awakened. But typically, the energies were not here. There is no channeling whatsoever right now from the light ship to anybody on this planet. So if anybody says they're channeling Metatron or Archangel Michael or whatever out there, any divine being that they're channeling is not from the light ship. That you can quote me on. Because the light has never promoted itself. And so anybody who's channeled these beings, any time throughout history, it's all the light of the darkness. And it may sound wonderful. It may sound perfect to you. But, you know, the information is going to sound great, but it hooks you up when you open your heart up to listen to it, and then you're connected to the darkness. So there's nobody out there channeling any divine being because the light does not promote itself. You have it with you. Otherwise, it's telling you what to do. So just think of it. If somebody's talking to you about how wonderful you are, what's going to happen, that's not the light. The light only works in the present moment. And all the information that you need is with you. and nobody can tell you how the light's going to work. I can't even do that. So that's the process. So anybody channeling out there, any of these divine beings or anything else, it's not from the light ship. It's not from creation energy. It's the light of the darkness doing these channelings. And you can quote me on that. So there we go. Back to you, Annika. We can talk about our next show, which is Friday. It'll be on Station 2. It's a kind of a paranormal show, so we do get into questions. It's another 55-minute show, so do come on. And it's on Station 2. It starts 5 minutes earlier than this program. So do come on. And we have our Saturday call. It's $20. Starts at 1 o'clock PST. And we're going to be sampling on a four-hour call the Ascension Energies that the Earth Spirit is choosing to experience in the next year of 2010. And then we have our eight-hour calls coming up. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Don't want to run over time. So have a wonderful evening, everybody. Stay in your heart. Get your own energy with your heart-spirit connection, because that's all that there is. You are it. There's no such thing as a higher self or anything else. You are it. Don't go outside of yourself. Bye, everybody.
Bye.